You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 and verse 3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Brethren, that word diverse temptations simply means diverse trials, challenges. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials, diverse challenges. You know, if we don't pay attention to scripture, we will live a life that is strange to the kingdom. The scripture says we should count it as joy. When you are doing thanksgiving and you are doing rejoicing night, do you rejoice over your trials? Do you rejoice? Do you celebrate your challenges? Brethren, that's what the scripture is asking us to do. He said we should count it all joy. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials. Do you count it all joy, or you count it depression? Or you begin to murmur and lament. What is this? What is this? What is that? You can no longer attend to people because you are depressed. He says, count it all joy. Why? He says, knowing this, there is something you should know. The trying of your faith worketh patience. That means that the patience of God being worked in you is more glorious, is better, is worth it for you to go through those trials, to have that patience. It's like when gold is being refined. At the end, it comes out nice. It comes out better. If we don't go through trials, if we don't go through those challenges, how can we be better? How can we know the Lord? If somebody does not provoke you, how will we be sure that there is no anger in you anymore? How are we going to be sure? If Satan does not show you the kingdom of this world in a moment, how can we be sure you are no longer covetous at heart? If they don't throw money at you, if you don't have challenges that if I don't compromise, I'm going to be in problem. If you don't face such situations, how shall we know that you are truly a disciple of Jesus? There is something that is working out for us. A true born-again child of God does not suffer for nothing. Our suffering are blessing from heaven. They are organized. You know, it's like when God allowed Joseph to go through trials. Yes, it is God who allowed it. Who allowed it to be orchestrated for his life. Because God was building his character. God was building his life. It was painful. But it was God. But look at the end today. We all love the ending of the story of Joseph. But how many of us want to say no to Potiphar's wife? How many of us will not become depressed if you are thrown into prison for speaking the truth? Joseph stood for righteousness. The next thing, he said, how can I do such a great evil and sin against God? And then the next thing was, he was on death row. Should he not have questioned and said, where is that God for whom I refused to sleep with Potiphar's wife? Where was that God when I was being chained and I was being lied against and the judge was sentencing me to death by hanging? Where was that God that I stood for? He was there. He was there. God was working something. And you could see how Joseph turned out. Joseph no longer struggle with forgiveness because God had dealt with him. Because those trials, those diverse trials, they have wrought the character of Jesus into his life. So when his brother came, when they thought he was going to deal with them, he did not. He told them, he said, God has sent me ahead of you. He didn't say you sold me into slavery. He recognized the hand of God in what happened. My dear brothers and sisters, the scripture is asking us that we must count it all joy. They may be painful experiences, so these experiences are not joyful experiences. But those are experiences that we we should rejoice over. Every experience that is allowing us to be broken until Jesus is poured forth in us. That's why Paul said, I will rather rejoice in my infirmity, that the power of Jesus might rest on me. You know, those are men that truly follow Jesus. It's not all the lies we are telling ourselves today. We are doing everything to avoid the trials that will come our way. You can't. You can only ask for grace and say, Lord, grant me grace. Let this challenge, let it work in me, the character of Jesus. Some of you will not know that you can have serious problem with anger until you marry somebody that also knows how to provoke you, that do things that really get those anger out of you. You won't even know when you will pick up a knife. You didn't know when you slapped your wife and gave her a beating, only to calm down and say, I don't know what came over me. I don't know what came over me. That situation was an opportunity for the life of Jesus to be manifested in you. But you allow self, you allow the flesh to manifest through you. You should go back to God and cry to you and say, Lord, help me. Because it means that there are a lot of debt and trouble in you. Many people want to package all the troubles in their life, all the debt, all the dirty things, all the iniquity. They want to package it, manage it, and take it to eternity to go and reign with Jesus. Allow God to do it here, brethren. Count it all joy. That challenge with money, that challenge with your siblings, that challenge even in the local assembly where everybody is against you, they gossip you, there's always somebody standing against you. Allow it. It will work the patience of God. He says, but let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That is the path to perfection. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.